Welcome to today's edition of the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies. I'm Evan Schumann. With all of the attention on mobile strategies for dealing with customers, some chains have spent little strategic thought into mobile operations for their own back office. In many ways, though, that should be the first place to strategize mobile. Only once you've enabled all employees to use their mobile device to access orders, inventory, and deep product information, only then can you make them effective at interacting with consumers. At a recent Storefront Backtalk Mobile Strategies for Retailers panel, some key retail IT leaders focused on what a back office mobile strategy should look like. That discussion started with Pizza Hut CIO Baron Concours talking about the need for mobile dashboards and online training, before moving to points from Ann Taylor Chief Technology Officer Michael Sajur, who talked about the advantages of being able to dictate to employees exactly what mobile device they're going to use.
In our world, I have a vision around tablets as it relates to our, our store manager being able to use it in a variety of ways, right? I think about dashboards to help him better run his business. I think about learning management. So team members that need to take online training, using this device to go out to somewhere else in the restaurant to take the training away from one of the computers in the back of house. And then I also think about consumers who want to apply for a job, giving them this device to submit an online application. So it would a tablet, it's in its infancy right now as part of a pilot project. I think will potentially play a big role, but I think it's in addition to maybe the desktop has a role, and then the employee's smartphone has a role as well.
Thing, but we think about associate level mobility in three ways. There's associates in the store, where they're using a mobile device, or perhaps even associate in the supply chain, in a warehouse or distribution facility, whatever, where they're using a device in some operational capacity to fulfill a business mission, where we enjoy the unparalleled ease of being able to dictate exactly what device that associate's going to use. So we have total control over that environment. We can do anything we want. The second modality is use for example, field management or store management. We may not be in the store, but yet we're providing some level of functionality to them around reporting, analytics, whatever it might be, even operational controlling and so forth. We might have slightly less control over the device, but we usually do have pretty good control over the application and how that might be rendered, and we can make some choices around that. And then the third level is what you might call casual associate usage, right? So you have an associate that wants to perform an HR function, like perhaps they want to change benefit elections or view their work schedule or do something that might fall into that personal associate task realm, where you have almost no control over the device, and therefore you have to go for the lowest common denominator that you're comfortable with, right? And it might not be unreasonable to say, okay, if you want to use an associate HR function in a remote mobile context, feel free to do so, but your minimum level of capability of your device is X. And if you aren't comfortable with having that or you don't have that, then you're free to go to the back of the store or go to whatever corporate facility is available to you and perform those functions there. I don't necessarily feel obligated to satisfy every device on every network, everywhere in the world. That total ubiquity in that case, to me, is not mandatory. We certainly don't want to disappoint people by picking too narrow a slice, but it doesn't have to be everything.
How far can you take mobile in terms of scalability? Pizza Hut CIO has thoughts on that, along with the problem of customers who try to get restaurant employees to troubleshoot the Pizza Hut app.
The biggest challenge to overcome is the unknown popularity of the app. And then for us, it was around scalability. The good news is we have to scale our online channel for huge events like the Super Bowl. So we have that capability to handle surges in traffic. And because we use the same online API that we do for mobile, it was not as concerning for us as it may be for others. I think the other big thing to think about is how you're going to train your in-store personnel and educate them on the mobile strategy and the mobile app. I think we found a number of consumers walking into restaurants asking our personnel how to use the iPhone app. And that's the kind of thing that can get lost in the mix, is how you're going to redirect those consumers to the right level of support when those things come about. There's no way you're going to train all your personnel on how to troubleshoot an iPhone app, right? I mean, and in 99.99% of the cases, there's no problem with the app itself. It's the person doesn't understand, or there's a problem with their phone, or there's a problem with the network. Because if there's a problem with the app, we will see it across the board, right, with everybody.
So you don't want Pizza Hut Associates troubleshooting iPhones?
Well, I mean, we may spin it off as a side business, but not right now.
One extreme example of a mobile strategy is making store associates more comfortable in answering customer questions. Mehru Network's retail head, Richard Nedwich, spoke of younger store associates who actually hide from customers.
These kids, and most of them were young, short-time hires, felt really bad when they couldn't answer customer questions in the aisle. So they were actually hiding, moving aisle to aisle or to the stockroom.
Nedwich then contrasted that with how those same young employees felt after they had the mobile devices.
These kids felt empowered and confident. Magically, they had the answers at their fingertips, and it felt great to help customers. In response, associates felt confident to approach shoppers, hoping to get that buzz from helping the next shopper.
For the Storefront Backtalk podcast series on mobile strategies, I'm Evan Schumann.